This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As promised, we're going to go line upon line, precept upon precept. We're going to be talking about political champions say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Yesterday, we took some time asking the question and laying to your candor again the question, why did Billy Graham receive a star in Hollywood, knowing all the well the definitions behind that star? Well, Scripture tells us the world will love its own. And it's interesting to note that 11 of the 12 apostles were actually martyred. And Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. How did Billy get everybody loving on him? Well, look at what he preached. It's contrary to Scripture, friends, in so many different ways. Read Matthew 3:2, and that will explain exactly what I'm talking about right now. I want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America, and then we're going to get back over to the topic of the day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is responsible opioid prescribing Scott M. Fishman, MD, responsible for the addictions and deaths. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, you can almost rest assured he's only the fall guy. There are several in it with him, no doubt. There's an alliance of hell that has been made and created, and they needed a fall guy. So guess what? They're going to deliver up this brother. And if you'd like to check out that article, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As I have said several times, it's starting to come to fruition now. In Texas, the good state of Texas, we have friends over there that understand the law, and they are proposing a bill to punish social media censorship of lawful speech. Now, this is what we need to get to, friends. We need to get to the language of the Constitution, because without the language of the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, guess what? It's all foreign to the Constitution. And something as well, and I love this thought, as a matter of fact, it was Augustine that rightly said it. And again, I want you to listen to what he had to say, because it's exactly why America is in trouble today. We know that on the back of the Supreme Court chambers in the United States of America, there's a picture of Moses, right? And him holding the two tablets, the moral law of God, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And what's interesting to note, it says right under Moses holding the two tablets, justice is the guardian of liberty. Well, I found going through some Augustine quotes, he said in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? Oh my gosh. He coined it, friends. In the absence of justice, what is sovereignty? The purpose of government, friends, is to ensure the rights of the American people. The purpose of government is to enforce the standard of right and wrong in reference to God's moral law. The purpose of government, friends, is to maintain order. The purpose of government, my friends, is to justify the righteous and condemning the wicked. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Without that, friends, what is government? What is the sovereignty of government? If they don't uphold justice, what does it mean? It means they are organizing robbery. See, when you begin to enforce the law against the crime, you're teaching people the fear of God. I was just scrolling through live feeds yesterday. A video of an illegal that came into the United States of America. I believe he was deported three times and he came back again. He was caught on video taking a guy, a young man in his 30s, took his truck and he took him outside of his truck. He stole his truck, and what he did, he was caught on tape just taking a handgun and just shooting him like it was no big deal, like it was the norm. And folks, what it comes back to is there's no fear of God. You want to know why there's no fear of God? Is because the government in this country, now outside of the fact that they're alluring illegals into the United States of America, crime is committed in the United States not just by foreigners, but those within France, because they don't fear the consequence of breaking the law. See, when you set judgment as a light to the nation, friends, you teach people the fear of God. For example, if someone comes in here and they kill, well then guess what? A life for a life, right? A wound for a wound, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, right? You reap what you sow. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. And in this particular case, take a life for a life. And publicly put this on display for everybody to see that if you commit the act of murder, we will take your life. Now, you're taught in America, friends, just the exact opposite. You're taught to go ahead and commit three crimes, three strikes and you're out, and then we really mean what we say. Well, friends, let me ask you something, especially you working class. Who's paying for these detention centers? Who's paying for these penitentiaries? Who's paying for these prisons, friends? You are. Are you aiding and abetting those that commit the crime by saying to the government, oh, that's fine, you spend $64 billion of our money every year putting up criminals, giving them three squares a day, re-educating them, rehabilitating them, all on your dime? That's not what Scripture teaches. As a matter of fact, you can't find prisons in Scripture, friends. Because if you committed the crime, there was consequence, and it didn't take 3 years for it to transpire, friends, or to roll out. Right in my backyard, in my county, at a museum, they have a jail cell. It's a little box. It's probably, 8x8, okay? If you commit a crime during the foundation of this country, by the way, my great uncle was the sheriff of the county that I live in. So it's interesting to note the lineage that goes back and the heart that goes back to the very things that we're talking about. But what's interesting, friends, is this particular cell is outside. If a crime was committed, that criminal went to jail that night. He stayed outside that night. The very next day, they brought forth judgment according to the law. He was either condemned or he was justified. See, but today they teach just the exact opposite. They teach your kids on television. They teach your kids through the black-robed tyrants called the Supreme Court in the United States of America. Hollywood teaches your kids how to commit the crime. And then when the crime is committed, they just go ahead and pay off their buddies through another bureaucracy called the correctional institutions, where they put them up and they rehabilitate them, which doesn't work, friends. As a matter of fact, if you talk to criminals in prisons, they'll tell you when you go into prison, you learn how to actually learn from others how to commit another crime and a greater crime. Yep, and they're repeat offenders. And why they're repeat offenders, friends, going back to the point, because there's no consequence when they break the law. You're encouraging tyranny. You're encouraging them to break the law. Augustine said, in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? That's exactly right.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Facebook Bradley Dean, YouTube Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean. Check it out. Bring about the resolve to America's issues if you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution in enforcing the laws unto judgment, establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I was just talking about what Augustine said. In the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized crime? And then I was highlighting, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Texas proposes a bill to punish social media censorship of lawful speech. That's exactly what big tech companies are doing, friends. They're not censoring unlawful speech. They're advocating unlawful speech. And what they're doing is attacking the truth. They're playing the accuser of the brethren is what they're doing. Okay? And if you'd like to find that, friends, in Scripture, you can go ahead and do that by just simply going to Revelations, and you will find it right there. Revelations 12:10. And we're seeing this on a massive scale today. We're seeing that Facebook again, Twitter again, Google again, and they've been busted over and over and over again, censoring free speech. And freedom is found in what the law permits us to do. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, not to do what we want to do at any given time. Now, again, there's several articles over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and we just appreciate your readership in so many different ways, friends. We just want to give you the resources that are needed to fight back. And not just fight back, but, friends, get on top of this and restore, because we want reformation. We don't want revolution. Okay? And of course, the revolutionaries want to blame the they want to blame the reformers for the revolution that they themselves are creating. That's exactly what they're doing. But let's get over to what I wanted to talk about today, what I promised to talk about, and that is political champions say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And the true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his deception, the one who lies with sincerity. We're talking about none other than, guess what? Politicians. The true hypocrite, the pretender, is the one who ceases to perceive his deception, the one who lies with sincerity. Now, the earmark and identifying characteristics and characters of them that are to represent the American people today is easy to detect. Simply look to what they do rather than to what they say, for they do the opposite. Matthew 23, verse 3, as well as going backwards, which precedes Matthew 23, verse 3, Matthew 7:16. Remember, Jesus himself simply stated, you will know them by their fruits. Then he said, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? He goes on, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Matthew 7:16-20. Folks, I got a question for you. How many times politicians have been exposed for the very crimes that they have campaigned against? I want to show you a couple of them. Ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, gun control champion. As a matter of fact, he got an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. Okay, another un-American organization. For some reason, the American people have been led to believe they have a right to do so. Attack their God-given rights. No, they don't. But ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, again, the gun control champion, he's heading to prison for, guess what, friends? Weapons trafficking. The Washington Post reported on the surface the story of Leland Yee looks like a fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of Bay Area politics since the late 80s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the City Board of Supervisors and in the State Assembly. The later role saw him become the first Asian American. Hey, friends, let me just stop right there, okay? I'm sick and tired of people talking about how they are African American, how they're Mexican American. I'm tired of hearing how they are Muslim Americans. I'm sick of all of this. I'm this American. No, you're not. Either you're American or you're not. I want you to listen to what President Theodore Roosevelt said. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here, which we all are, in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed, birthplace, or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room but for one flag, the American flag. We have room for one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room but for one sole loyalty, and that loyalty is to the American people under God. This coming from the President of the United States of America. I am so sick. I just had to throw that in there. I am so sick and tired of people saying, well, we're Mexican Americans. We're more Muslim Americans. We're Chinese Americans. We're Asian Americans. We're Laos Americans. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're an American, and if you want to keep bringing that in, those divisive, hey, folks, if I was to bring in where I came in from, I mean, folks, I would have people knocking on my door. Well, why are you saying that? You're being kind of divisive. Well, folks, come on. Let's use a little common sense. No, I'm not. And by the way, let me add to this, too. We only have one room for one God. We don't have room for more than one God. If you go back to Judges, in the book of Judges, chapter 5, you're going to find that when you bring other gates, verse 8, when you bring other gods within the gate, you're going to have war. And that's why you're going to begin to see war. Friends, I want to tell you something on a side note. You're going to see war in this country. They're pushing, folks, corruption is pushing for a civil war. And if they want a war, America, then let them have their war. Let's put them all in a cage together and let them fight it out. Let all these politicians that are playing the devil's advocate, let all the useful idiots in the media, let's take them all that want war, that are creating war, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Let's put them inside of a cage. Let's watch them fight to the death. You know that's one of the great wonders of the age. How is it that a few people create the war? How is it that a few people create the war? Because for the life of me, friends, I don't know how people subject themselves to those that are creating war. If they want the war, then send them. Let them be the first ones to go. I'm actually looking for a quote right now from one that said just what I said. We're going with the Holy Ghost here, friends. Period. It was Hermann Göring that said that naturally the people don't want war, just to prove my points. Naturally, it's the people that don't want the war. Well, then why are you in a war? Because you're allowing corruption to create the war. And we need to get out of the war that they want, friends. Naturally, the common people don't want war. I'm trying to get this pulled up, and I got all these other things pulling up in the meantime. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. Listen carefully. That's understood. But the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism and expose the country to danger. This is what we heard right after September 11th, by the way. Either you're for us or you're for the terrorists. Yeah. And then what did they do next? They took your kids, created a war over in Iraq who did not a thing to us. The CIA set them up under Rumsfeld. And then when they didn't want them anymore, guess what? They took your boys and sent them over there and they toppled that country. They never did a thing to us. And don't talk to me about weapons of mass destruction. You can go to talk to General Wesley Clark. He'll tell you online, easily accessible. You can find out right then and there, friends, they were just looking for a country to attack. They did nothing to us. He said it right out of his own mouth. Just going to the Holy Ghost right now, friends. We're going to come right back to this political champion, say, do as I say, do not do as I do. Talking about ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, the gun control champion, that's in prison now for, guess what? Weapons trafficking. We'll come right back to this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Iran is now threatening to limit compliance with the 2015 agreement that curtailed the country's nuclear program. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is a ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appeared on Fox News and says it's time for Iran to start feeling the pressure of some U.S. sanctions.
Again, it demonstrates why the sanctions are working now, and Europe is now starting to side with the United States in our pull out of this flawed agreement.
Top Republicans are blasting the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee over a vote to find Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing to subpoena the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report and underlying evidence connected to it.
Chairman Nadler is carrying out his personal beliefs.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy speaking, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome back again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got to stick to the topic here, friends. Talking about political champions say, do as I say, don't do as I do. Again, talking about ex-California State Senator Leland Yee on gun control. He was the gun control champion. Again, he got the A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Un-American Organization. And now he is in prison for weapons trafficking. Again, the Washington Post reported on the surface the story of Leland Yee looks like a fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of Bay Area politics since the late 80s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the City Board of Supervisors and in the State Assembly. The later role saw him as the first Asian American Speaker pro tem in 2004, making him the second highest ranking official, as they call themselves, in the California Assembly at the time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment on March of 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious characters. Notable among them was Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Choi. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, folks, it was one thing for the public to learn that Chawa, a known convict, may have become embroiled in some more objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused through the same undercover FBI investigation. You know, it's interesting when these FBI investigations they come into play. Isn't it interesting how they kind of prosecute who they want to prosecute, right? So you got to ask what's going on behind closed doors. This Wednesday, Yee received a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. Folks, just keep in mind, this was, again, a gun control champion that was trafficking weapons. That's now in prison for 5 years. Folks, we're talking about political champions. What they say and what they do are two different stories. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Did you know that 90 pounds of cocaine was seized aboard ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family? Did you hear what I just said? Mitch McConnell, representative out of Kentucky, right? He's one of the good guys, we're told. Folks, when I look at this guy, honestly, he is the epitome of what's wrong with this country. He is, in every sense of the word. I seen him at the RNC. He was walking around with his little entourage and his little security detail, acting like he was some sort of demigod. He was better than the rest of us, and he acts accordingly, does he not? We have all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs, which has been created. I also want to say this, and I don't mean to do this, but I just hear it coming behind me, so it's like I got to go with it. It's another branch off the topic of what we're talking about. We call them bunny trails here, little prophetic bunny trails. Somebody needs to hear this. Did you hear during the break, friends, that if you got a problem with drugs, that we're here to help you? You know, just it coincides with what I was telling you at the beginning of the show. If the laws are enforced against the crime, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today concerning crime. The government in your country, friends, is not there restraining men from sin. They're advocating the crimes. Matter of fact, many of them are guilty of committing the crimes. But I want to say this. We can't, in this case, necessarily blame the government, though we know, along with the FBI and the CIA, and the DEA, that they're the ones responsible for, in so many different ways, trafficking the drugs into America. We know that is a fact. But we can't really blame them organizations, because supply meets the demand, right? If the American people weren't buying drugs, we wouldn't have a drug problem in this country. And furthermore, if the government was doing their job in enforcing the law against those that do use drugs, again, we wouldn't have a drug problem in this country. We would teach them the fear of God and departing from iniquity. But that's not what the American government's doing anymore, and it hasn't been doing it for a long time. It's because the American people could care less. My people would have it so. Okay? Now, going back to the hypocrites that we're talking about concerning the politicians, namely that of Mitch McConnell and his family, in his big war on drugs, it's now being reported, again, not by the mainstream media, that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the law, by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. Did you hear a word about this, friends? Did you hear a word about this? Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. Oh, my goodness, friends. There used to be a guy back in the 70s and the 80s named Barry Seal. And he used to go, he would traffic cocaine out of Mena, Arkansas. And, of course, he was helping the likes of the Bushes, and he was helping the likes of none other than the biggest drug dealer known in American history. His name is Bill Clinton. They were trafficking tons of cocaine in and out of Mena, Arkansas. If you have not seen the Clinton Chronicles, do so. Do yourself a favor. It's all eyewitness accounts. Many people were killed around that operation. But going back to Barry Seal, it's interesting, friends, that when Barry Seal was called upon by the government to basically set up other governments for trafficking cocaine into America. Barry Seal, the man with the nerves of steel, had the internal fortitude to say, okay, go ahead, set up some cameras, and I'll fly in to Colombia, and I'll pick up the shipment. And they found out that the president's assistant over there was helping load up, and the military general was helping load up, and Oliver North was involved as well, friends, in the operation of trafficking drugs in and out of America. Matter of fact, it was said that Oliver North was the one that gave the hit over the phone concerning the life of Barry Seal. Okay? Watch the documentaries, friends. Watch the eyewitness accounts. Don't go by what you hear on the media that doesn't want to tell you the truth. Don't go by the media that covers and is giving cover for those that are committing crimes against you, America, because that's exactly what they're doing, and it's what they've been doing for a long time. But I remember watching that and the documentary, and Barry Seal was just one that was willing to take it right back and say, hey, listen, I'm not going to only expose them overseas for trafficking cocaine. He said, I was guilty of doing it, but he said, I'll also tell you who here in American government is responsible as well. And then what, a couple weeks later, he's dead. Come on, America. When are you going to wake up to these tactics? You know, I mean, we hear this stuff all the time, especially around the Clintons. I mean, how many people have died around the Clintons? How many people have died around the Bushes, for that matter, friends? Anybody that dares stand up and speak out against the Bush regime or the Clinton regime, friends, man, they're dead. Hundreds of people that we know around the Clintons alone. But Barry Seal was willing to take it and what did it do? It cost him his life, right? Now, I'm not saying he's innocent of anything, but the fact of the matter is he was willing to tell the truth, and it tells me that he was repentant in the process. 2 Corinthians 7:10, read it when you get a moment. Going back to McConnell with 90 pounds of cocaine seized aboard his family ship, the seizure of the narcotic shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from the Kentucky in the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate minority leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the ship that they found the 90 pounds of cocaine on. The vessel containing the illicit materials, the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a firm found and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. Isn't that crazy? Here, I want you to see how this goes back. Throughout, Foremost has played a pivotal role in McConnell's life, bestowing the senator with most of his personal wealth and generating thousands in donations to his campaign committees. The drug bust went unnoticed in Kentucky, where every bit of McConnell-related news has generated fodder for the campaign trail. That's because, like many international shipping companies, Chow's firm is shrouded from public view, concealing its identity and limiting its legal liability through an array of tax shelters and foreign registrations. Isn't that amazing how that works for them? Kind of reminds me of, you know, it's like when they came up with any other they're anti-gunners. We're hearing more of this now today. Let's get rid of the guns. As they're sitting there with armed security detail around themselves. Or let's talk about maybe something called Romney Care, which turned into Obamacare, which turned into the Affordable Care Act, which is now called the American Health Care Act. All the same thing under a different administration. Right? Obamacare. It's unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8. It violates our constitutional law, which means to me and you that it's null and void. Okay? But with that said, isn't it interesting? They conjure and contrive these bills up, and then they make them so they're not applicable unto themselves. Just us peasants. See, they got the roles completely backwards. They work for us. We don't work for them. Aren't you sick and tired of the hypocrisy, America? Because I am. And again, if we'd simply take the time and look in, peruse the Constitution, we can see that there's provision in dealing with these people that I'm highlighting even now, in a lawful sense. They're not above the law. I can't stand when people say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, really what it comes down to is there's nothing that you want to do about it. I'm sick of it. You know what? And for those that don't want to do anything about it, keep in mind this is going to fall to your kids. And I also want to tell you that things are getting worse. They're not getting better. Okay, and it's going to catch up to these people that you tolerate concerning these crimes. It's going to catch up to them. It's going to catch up to their families. It's going to catch up to all the bad guys. See, but the bad guys don't care. The good guys do care. And if the good guys do really care, then let's deal with the bad guys. Right? because people are sick and tired of it. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight one more thing on this, friends, concerning do as I say, but don't do as I do, Matthew 23, verse 3. And the 90 pounds of cocaine seized aboard ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and for the Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Welcome back to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Got some new articles going up on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check them out. Final segment, we're talking about do as I say, but don't do as I do. Double talk. Political talk. The first one we were highlighting, friends, was, I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, you got to almost laugh because if you don't, you're going to cry. Ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, gun control champion, A-plus rating from the Brady campaign, going to prison for 5 years for weapons trafficking. Ah. Can you make it up? You can't. Now I'm talking about 90 pounds of cocaine seized by a board, ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. 90 pounds of cocaine. Mr. Anti-Drugger himself. How come people aren't talking? How come you're not demanding, folks, the media tell the truth? How come there's no investigation? Because everybody, all these agencies, friends, that we have been taught that are there to protect us from the big guys, they're not there protecting us from the big guys. They're protecting the big guys from us. They're in it together. They're the ones getting paid. Big buka, right, friends? To do the things that they do concerning the crimes that they do commit. And listen to this. McConnell's ties to the Chow's go back to the late 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chow. You know what? We're doing live radio, and this is information that you need to hear. And with that said, I want you to know that she has gone nowhere. She's just been going up the political ladder concerning so many different administrations. Did you know that Donald Trump appointed Elaine Lan Chow? She's McConnell now, right? She is the current United States Secretary of Transportation. Did you know that? Oh, I don't need to say anything, but just give you the facts. She is the, folks, anti-drugger Mitch McConnell, the family's ship, Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, Colombian inspectors discover roughly 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship, and somehow or another, she's appointed Elaine Chao to be the United States Secretary of Transportation, appointed by none other than Donald Trump. Wow. Did you also know that she worked under Presidents Ronald Reagan as the Department of Transportation? She also worked under George H.W. Bush as the Department of Transportation. I mean, friends, she also served as Secretary of Labor for the duration of George W. Bush's presidency. And now serves again as the Secretary of Transportation under President Donald Trump. And they've busted Mitch McConnell and the Chow family with over 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages on the family ship, the Ping Mei, and you didn't hear a word about this. Now, I want to show you how this works. Because McConnell married Elaine Chao, okay? The one that I'm talking that's been appointed by several presidents as the transportation secretary of all things. She calls herself a Republican activist. Again, Republican, friends, is just their way of deceiving you into believing that they're the good guys. They're not the good guys. There's no difference between the left and the right. Speaking of which, Ed, I want you to hear this one, too. Appointed by Trump. Oh, my goodness. You ready for this one? You know how Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, politics and pro wrestling are exactly the same. For those that didn't know, Donald Trump used to get together, as a matter of fact, they're really good friends. And I'm talking about the CEO of the former World Wrestling Entertainment. He's good friends with Mr. McMahon. Did you know also, friends, that he appointed Linda McCann, wife of WWE billionaire. She is Donald Trump's pick for small business administrator. So see, this is what happens when you become good friends with the new president. And it's not just the new president, it's all the presidents. They find these baser sorts, these scoundrels, that will do their biddings for them, and they appoint them a position in their cabinet. And the billionaire friend of Donald Trump just happens to be Vincent McMahon. He's a billionaire as well. So you can see that the birds, they fly together, don't they? They certainly do. Going back to Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation under Donald Trump, who was busted, her family ship was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on it. She's married to none other than the Kentucky Senator, Mitch McConnell. She calls herself a Republican activist. She was the Secretary of Labor, again, under former Reagan administration, as well as George W. Bush's cabinet. James Chao immigrated to the United States from Taiwan and founded the foremost maritime corporation upon settling in New York. Matter of fact, the company has grown significantly over the years, from acting as maritime agent during the Vietnam War to controlling a fleet of approximately 16 dry bulk cargo ships in operation today. Can you imagine what they're shipping? How the American people stand down and play to the dupes of ill-designing men, I know not. I don't get you people. I don't understand how you feel that with justice left undone concerning those that are committing the crimes and how you give them a pass to do the things that they do. It bewilders me. It confounds me. Because, folks, sooner or later, you're going to end up reaping as a nation what you allow corrupt politicians to sow individually, because it has everything to do with the crop that you're going to reap. Together, what you allow politicians to do, even in a personal capacity, friends, it's going to bleed out. And the nation, at length, is going to reap the harvest along with them. And that's what people don't get. I said this not too long ago, and I remember, I say this almost every show, I just recollect things from past shows. But I remember back in the, it was in the 80s, I mean, I was just a punk kid. Now I'm just a punk man, right? But I remember when George Bush Sr. took office. I remember feeling that something was really wrong. And I also remember feeling that something's going to be, you know, what this guy is doing. I knew what he was saying and what he was doing were two different stories. Even then I knew that, right? But if you pay attention to the inception of that man's ministry, and I'm not saying others weren't corrupt, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that this guy, he takes the cake of corruption. As a matter of fact, I shared with you yesterday that CIA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers have said that George Bush Sr., they call him Evil Poppy, he was one of the most evil men on planet Earth. Now he is where he belongs. He's eating the fruit of his own ways. But in the process, Americans allowed him to sow a lot of bad seeds. Can anybody go back to the Bush era, Daddy Bush era, and see the quick decline that took place in this country? Because once he took office, friends, it seemed like that decline moved rapidly. And I'm not blaming George Bush Sr. for what he did. I'm blaming the American people for allowing him to do the things that he did. Because we're now reaping what he sowed. In so many different ways. On so many different fronts. On so many different agendas. That they implemented unlawfully. But when you begin to look at, folks, going back to the topic, when you look at these political champions, when they champion something, you can almost look the other direction, because probably 8 times out of 10 you're going to find out that what they're championing, they're probably guilty of doing it. Or they'll create the problem, then they'll create the bureaucracy so they can bring money in off the crimes that they have committed themselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.